good for nothing, by Krishna's mercy. Quote, knowers of the Vedas deride me as someone who simply holds a japamala. Gyanis tell me that I am without knowledge, that I don't know how to even perform rituals. Giving up the three paths, Tulsi humbly approaches Sri Rama's door. Dohavali, 99. It's a legitimate argument to make. It comes especially from those who are unfamiliar. Seeing a new hairstyle, clothing, an overall way of living, everything is strange. And then it's for a specific purpose, but where is the evidence that the purpose is being met? How to gauge that there is progress? If I'm traveling to a certain destination, if my car is stuck, it means that the entire endeavor is useless. At least if I have gone halfway, there was something positive from the experience. There is a certain look to the person following spiritual life descending from the Vedas. Goswami Tulsi Das references the Japamala. This is a string of beads that are considered sacred. The specific substance isn't that significant, it is more what the beads are used for. On each one a mantra is chanted, such as the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The mantra delivers the mind. It is proof of the amazing potency of spiritual sound. Repeating water over and over will not produce water, but with the holy name the sound is as good as the person it represents. If the spiritual seeker has nothing else, the Japamala alone will save them. This is because in any situation they can chant the holy names and be connected with God. It is interesting to note that even those supposedly embedded within a spiritual culture may not understand the mind of the saint. They may think that a person is wasting their time. Here Tulsi Das remarks on how those who are expert in the Vedas think that he is not making any progress. The word referenced is karma, which means fruitive activity. The Vedas dedicate significant time to karma, which is something like advancing materially, without achieving liberation. In this sense the criticism is correct. Tulsi Das has no interest in karma, he is not interested in advancing materially. The Gyanis deride the saint, as well. They say that he doesn't have any Gyan, or knowledge. Learn about the difference between matter and spirit. Quote from Shastra, or scripture. Become familiar with Vedanta philosophy, which literally means the conclusion of all conclusions. Tulsi Das gets criticized for not being properly into meditation, either. He just says the name Rama over and over. Rather, he should focus on mysticism. Follow the procedures laid down in the Bhagavad Gita. Go to a remote place. Sit properly and meditate on the formless absolute truth. Quote, to practice yoga, one should go to a secluded place and should lay kusha grass on the ground and then cover it with a deer skin and a soft cloth. The seat should neither be too high nor too low and should be situated in a sacred place. The yogi should then sit on it very firmly and should practice yoga by controlling the mind and the senses, purifying the heart and fixing the mind on one point. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 6.11-12. Actually, the saint has no interest in any of these paths. He gladly accepts the criticisms. If I have no interest in buying cars and someone makes fun of the car that I drive, will I really mind? In one sense they are complimenting me through their harsh words. In the same way Goswami Tulsi Das is only interested in surrender to Sri Rama. He does so at the Lord's Dvara, or door, and in a poor state, Dina. This doesn't necessarily mean wanting things from the Supreme Lord. The idea is that everything is left behind. There is no interest in advancing materially. There is no desire to merge into the formless aspect of God. There is no intention to become knowledgeable to help in solidifying renunciation. There is full surrender to the Supreme Lord, and that is sufficient. Let others say what they may. What difference does it make? Rama protects the surrendered souls. That is his promise. Material nature makes no such guarantees. A person can advance to heaven through karma, but the stay is not permanent. The Gyani and the Yogi look for something else once they achieve success. Meanwhile, the devotees stay peaceful and content, ready to serve their beloved, lifetime after lifetime. In closing, let others say what they may. While at Rama's door I will stay. In the poorest of state. Not for salvation to await. nor in Gian hoping to merge, nor with fruitive results to converge. Just life after life in bhakti exercising, dulcy caring not others criticizing.